This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Figure out. They have a lot to figure out. I don't know exactly where this thing goes. I know they've got to get way better. See if it ends up happening. I think, you know, the bloom is off the rose for Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, and I think they're aware of that. These are guys with, I mean, DQ's been fired. Like, basically, they say life in the NFL is you're there until you get fired. Everybody has that operation. I don't think DQ's going to want to make a move with Joe Witt, but I kind of think you have to. I don't know how you can keep him and then bring in a new DC. The offensive side of the ball, I think, is going to be far more interesting. What ends up happening there? You've already lost to Vita Pritchard. I think there could be more shakeups elsewhere in the coaching staff. It's going to be very interesting how this all shakes out. We'll see exactly. What do you think should and will happen at the offensive coordinator position, B?
Well, I don't know what will happen. I just think that they got to get into a better situation where when I look at the play-action game and some of the just regular run stuff, they don't match up to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You remember when I think when Coach Gibbs was here? I think it was Coach Gibbs when he was saying he – no, it wasn't Coach Gibbs. It was one of these other corners where they say, well, they're going to run their running game and they're going to run somebody else's passing game. And I'm like, well, that's not going to match up.
Right.
Because you want everything to look the same. And I think that's why Shanahan's stuff works so well, because when you are putting the ball in for a run and for a pass, they look exactly the same. The things look different in our situation. Sometimes when you get on the center, we run the ball for the most part. And when we do the play action, I don't think the ball gets – like when you put the ball into the gut of a player, when you're turning your back as a quarterback and you put it in, you lose the sight of the ball, so now you have to, defensive players have to stop. When we do the stuff with the quarterback already in the play in the shotgun and it comes in front of him, they see the ball, so it don't affect them as much. They have to get better to where that offense matches what your quarterback does and what he's capable of, instead of trying to make your quarterback match what the offense is. You get what I'm saying? They got to get better with that, and if that's bringing in somebody else, or they're just making adjustments. You got to get that done.
What do you think will happen here?
I don't know. Like, my thing is, I'll say this, Jay. if you're sitting here just with the mind, if the people that are making the decisions are sitting here knowing that Cliff is going to go somewhere eventually, you might want to make that move. You know what I'm saying? If my thing is he's going to get hired here soon for a thing, it'll be this year or next year, why wait? To be totally honest with you, if I know you're going to leave, I get a year jump on it.
That's a really fair point. I also, as we watch what's happening around the NFL, Cincinnati is just not a real football organization. They've already announced that they are bringing back their GM and their head coach, which is, you know, good for them. I that's got to drive Burrow crazy, but whatever. So you wonder where all the – like, here's my thing with Cliff. You might be right, B, that you know he's going to leave, so maybe it's time to make a decision now. Or maybe you want this offense to look a little different. Maybe, you know, Cliff's offense does go up-tempo a lot. And I don't think he's going to change that. And he is convinced of the results he's seen that support it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they want that to look differently. Maybe they want more ball control.
What? Like,
I just don't know who the dude is. If they feel they have to go get somebody, I'm not sure who that is.
Like for me, from the moment I was going all the way back to college, man, hell, even my high school coaches would always say the offensive coaches and defensive coaches came up with a game plan together. If we know you're doing something, then we're prepared for it, because based off of certain situations, there are certain things you do, you can put us in a difficult situation. Because we ran no huddle. No huddle in high school. And the defensive coach is always concerned about, you know, y'all, we just got off the field. We need some rest. You get what I'm saying? I got to college the same way. Then Coach Gibbs and Coach Pettibone met all the time. And they had a game plan of how the defense is going to attack certain situations and how the offense would do certain things in certain situations, to where they had a whole game plan for it. When you see sometimes this defense go on the field and be out there a long time, and then we so fast, boom, 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 and we three and out, and they right back on the football field. That has to be something that kind of gets into the you know, it worries the other side. But you have to have a game plan where those two things work together more than it seems that we've had.
I wonder, knowing that Raheem Morris got fired by the Atlanta Falcons yesterday, last night, I guess, knowing his ties with Dan Quinn, I wonder if that's a possible defensive coordinator for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Raheem was here a million years ago, actually worked on the offensive side of the ball back then, I believe.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free.
National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Then, you know, got the little bit of run in Tampa. It's going to be very interesting what happens for Morris. I guess he was with DBs here. Then he was OC. He was on the offensive side in Atlanta with Dan Quinn. When Dan Quinn got fired from Atlanta, he then got the interim job. Then he went to L.A., won the Super Bowl with them. I believe he was he might have been the year after the Super Bowl for the Rams. Then he got the head coaching job in Atlanta. Here's my thing with Raheem. Excellent person. Excellent leader.
Mm-hmm.
I think he and DQ might be too similar. They are leaders of men. Like, when you are around Dan mm-hmm. Quinn and you have a conversation with him, when you are around Raheem Morris and you have a conversation with him, these are men that are just have this natural gravitas charisma. And it's hard to ignore it, and you want to follow them. They mm-hmm. they possess something that has tremendous, tremendous value.
Mm-hmm.
But I need a scheme guy. Like, I've talked about this a lot. Give me what Mike McDonald does in Seattle, who out-schemes you defensively. He had the Niners in a pretzel the other night. Now, you're not going to get him, but find someone that does that stuff.
But see, that scheme is overrated, Jay. Those players make that scheme as effective as it is.
They've done a hell of a job at developing talent.
We got to get players and talent before we worry about scheme.
Sure, but that the players and talent won't be determined by who they hire a D coordinator.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to hire a coach to do this. And they put together a building full of positivity and energy. And I think at 5-12, with the defense that has really struggled for 2 years now,
mm-hmm.
you got to examine what else needs to be done.
But I understand what you're saying, but I can look at last year and this year and tell you that they lacked talent.
Totally.
And then that's the problem. They got to get talent in the building. And when you got talent in the building, nobody is going to talk about them being positive because the talent will outweigh all of that stuff. They're trying to be positive and try to make sure the players feel we got your back. But if you don't have talent, you can't perform. You can't excel. The talent has to get in the building. And they've had it in certain positions, but to be able to compete at the high level, it's not there.
Then my concern, Brian, is I don't know that you change that in one offseason.
You know, you're not going to change it in one offseason. And that's the whole thing about it. I don't know why anyone would think you could change it in one offseason. This is a thing that takes...
Then you're talking about year three.
Yeah, but the thing of it, though, Jay, they got off track last year, this year,
right,
by trying to go for it because, as I stated before, everybody wanted them to do that. Everybody thought it was the right thing to do. They got to get back to building, okay? So, in essence, you got still got core guys on this squad right now. This offseason, you got to hit on your free agents. You got to hit on your draft picks. Next year you go again. You could take a step, but you're not going to answer all the questions in one offseason.
I also think you have to approach the offseason very differently and be aggressive in spending money on multi-year contracts for younger players. I think the results of the first year where it went well and then the second year where it went poorly, and then you've got – I mean, you're just continuing this cycle of having to do it every year. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, you want that cycle to look different. I'm curious where you land on this. I think we kind of know who Dan Quinn is.
Mm-hmm.
The first year, a lot of things broke the right way. He seemed to be really aggressive. The second year, things didn't. He seemed to be way more conservative. But I think we know who Dan Quinn is. Do you think there's more pressure on Peters this offseason than Quinn? Because I kind of do.
Well, I think based off of the fact when they were signed, everyone felt that you had that was the first thing you needed to do. Well, I don't care who the coach is. The guy that's picking me the talent has to be legit. So we're talking about talent here.
Right.
And the coach didn't pick all the talent. So the people that are signing the people have to make sure they sign legitimate people, are people that are at a point that can help this team out tremendously. I'm not just signing duds and tell the coach go build them. You got to sign some guys that are ready to go and other guys you can build.
I agree, man. And I don't know what that answer is. And I understand what you say. That, like, I think the Laramie Tunsil thing is going to be our first really fascinating watch of the 2026 offseason. Mm-hmm. Because you traded for him. You already told the dude you wanted him by trading for him. The actions told the story. Tunsil's not a guy that comes to OTAs and stuff anyway. That's his track record throughout his career. He doesn't do the voluntary stuff. He works out with his private coach back in, I believe it's in Tuscaloosa, year-round. Like, that's how he operates. So he's not, when he doesn't come in May to OTAs, that's probably going to happen regardless of the contract. That's not a holdout. That's just how he is.
Yeah. But the thing about it, if he's ready to go all the time, that's
totally
not a problem.
I'm not even suggesting that's the issue. But, like, the Terry thing last year undoubtedly caused bigger trouble than just not having Terry on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry had an intermediary in Buddy Baker that perhaps complicated things. Maybe Adam Peters was really dug in. Terry didn't have all the leverage. That was a unique situation that you could put in a silo. This Tunsil thing is not that. This is a player you traded for, gave up real draft capital to acquire, fully cognizant that you have to pay him this year. Oh, and by the way, Tunsil acts as his own agent. So you can't blame a third-party intermediary here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to see this thing done by the end of February?
Yeah, get it done before you have it becomes a problem.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you don't have to – technically he's under contract, or maybe we got to tag him. Like, get this one done. Show that the Terry thing was a one-off. We take care of our guys. Like, I just – I don't know. I look at that as like a litmus test for how this is going to operate going forward. I don't know. Tom Pelissero. I can't say I'm surprised by this one. The Raiders just fired Pete Carroll.
Wow. I didn't think they would. After 1 year?
Dog, they were awful.
Yeah, they were. But still, 1 year.
They tried. You know who would look good in Las Vegas?
Who?
Cliff Kingsbury. That Cliff being a Vegas dude, I mean, right? Just a straight up like, but hey, coach has a standing table at Tao every Sunday night after the games.
Yeah, like, that sounds all cool and dandy, but you got to get this damn team ready to play defensively and offensively.
Sure.
That's where the different ball game come into it, so.
I don't know. That's another job. Of the jobs, we weren't sure what was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Now Vegas has happened. Atlanta happened. That was another one we weren't sure of. Do you think Todd Bowles makes it till tomorrow?
Maybe not. Today is the way they call it Black Monday, so we'll see.
Doug, if Todd Bowles did make it, that's not a dude I would hate to see as DC. Now, I don't know, watching that game, because it was a Saturday game, I watched Bucks-Panthers, and I know Todd Bowles likes to blitz like crazy, but at some point, one thing I hate when coaches do is that it's their system over their personnel.
Mm-hmm.
The way those corners were injured and getting torched, like at some point you had to back off a little bit, because your corners are just getting torched.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, in general, I like Todd Bowles as a DC, and I think he... What I think they've built a little too much of on this staff is familiarity, and familiarity can breed complacency. Like, oh, we all know we're the best at this. We can keep doing this. We're good. We got this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Bowles seems like a different type of dude. He's subdued and quiet, but he seems wildly intense. I don't know. No reports out of Tampa are that he's out yet. But certainly something to watch there. But damn, Pete Carroll's now on the block, man. All right. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. We are live.
Then again, that's a rebuild. And then Pete's 70 plus.
75, I think.
Yeah, so I think that
they were off.
I think that ownership is looking at it like if we are going to have to rebuild this thing, we're going to rebuild with somebody younger.
And you're about to draft a quarterback number one.
That's what I'm saying.
Start everything. Yeah, start everything from scratch. Okay. It's B. Mitch and Finley. We're live in Ashburn, BigBear.ai Performance Center. It is locker cleanout day. We've heard from a number of the veteran players. Still are yet to hear from Jaden Daniels, I believe. that should come at some point during our program. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. We appreciate you. You're hanging with us on the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. We appreciate you there. If you're just driving around listening to us on the radio or joining us on the Odyssey app, wherever you're at, we're at. Nobody go anywhere. Going to check in with the aquarium when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.